إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we come to the third of the four critical things that are required for us to rechart the path of our destiny, inshallah, and that is the ability and willingness to invest time, emotion, energy and resources in creating the change that we want to create. Now, obvious question is, how much time, how much energy, how much emotion, how much resources? The best example that I can give is again from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his meeting and the oath that the Ansar, the people of Medina, gave to him in Baitul Aqaba. That is that incident, and what was said there and what was accepted there is the mi'ar. That is the mi'ar, that is the metric, that is the standard, that is the criterion against which this question should be answered. To say how much energy, how much time, how much emotion, and how many resources. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to that meeting in Baitul Aqaba, in a place called Aqaba, meeting called Baitul Aqaba, in a place called Aqaba, the masjid which is there now, which was a room at that time, in Mina, after Hajj. And the Ansar had come to meet him from Medina. They gathered there. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to that meeting with his uncle Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. And Ka'b bin Malik said radiallahu anhu that the that first Abdullah bin Abbas Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu spoke and said to the people that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Muhammad is our son and he is protected by his family in Makkah. You have invited him to come to Medina and you have promised to help him. So what is your intention? If you are going to promise to help him and then if you abandon him, then it is better that he stays here, that he does not go with you. When he finished speaking, the leader of the Ansar, he said, we want to hear from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does he want from us? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's speech there is one of the many signs of his nubuwwat. Because nobody except someone who was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have said what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I want you to promise, I want you to swear. Unfortunately, the word promise seems to have lost all meaning today. We promise anything and we never deliver on those promises. But we are talking about a time when men were men, when their word was their creed. When they gave their word, when they promised something, then the only thing that prevented them from fulfilling that promise was death itself. As long as they were alive, they fulfilled that promise. There was no need for anything other than for a man to give his word. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, I want you to promise that you will obey me whether you like or agree with what I say or not. See the kind of things that he is demanding of them, that he is asking them to promise him. He says, I want you to promise, I want you to swear an oath that you will obey me whether you like or agree with whatever I say. That you will obey me if you agree, and you will still obey me even if you disagree. That you will obey me if you like what I tell you, but you will also obey me even if you dislike what I am telling you. Think about this, reflect on this, it's not a story. And then he said, I want you to promise me that you will give, meaning your resources, your time, your energy, that you will give in times of plenty and in times of need, whether you have it or not. That you will give, when I ask you that you will give, in times of plenty and in times of constraints and need. What is he saying? He is saying that if I demand that you give your time, if I demand that you come out with me, if I demand that you spend your energy on a project, if I demand that you give your money, your resources, your influence, your knowledge, that you will give this whether or not you have that in surplus, irrespective of that. So you will donate money when you have money, you will donate money even if you don't have money, you go and find it from somewhere and you will donate. You will give me time when you have free time, and you will also give me time when you do not have free time, which means that you will give my command and my demand and my need top priority and put aside other things, even if those things had priority before, you will put them away and you will do what I tell you to do. So you will give in times of plenty and in times of need. And the third thing he said is that you will protect me, meaning himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as his mission, that you will protect me like you protect your own families, your own women and children. What does that mean? It means that if need be, that you will lay down your life for the protection of the Risala and for the protection of the Prophethood and for the protection of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Now, who is he saying this to? He is saying this to people who are completely uncommitted. They have just come. They want to listen to what you have to say. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for your advice and say, supposing he had said before this meeting, give me advice, what do you think I should say? I need the help of some people. Here are the only people who have come forward to offer that help. Nobody else came forward. I have been from place to place. Nobody helped me. Nobody offered any help. This is one group which has offered help. How do you think I should approach them? What will you say? You will say, take it gently, take it slowly, one step at a time, don't make too many demands, see what they are readily willing to do, tell them only that much and nothing more, then slowly over time some credibility will build, and then you can make more serious demands, but be very careful because this is the only lot you have. You will say all of this, right? But if you see his demands, they are the opposite of all this. Give me your complete time, give me your complete resources, and give me your life. Does it sound reasonable? And that's the reason I say this is the sign that he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the Nabi of Allah. Jalla jalaluhu. Nobody can do this. Nobody can do this unless he was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he was listening to a voice in his heart that nobody else had access to. Now, why am I saying this? Because this is the criterion, this is the mi'ar, the metric, the criterion, the standard, the benchmark against which all serious efforts at change, at bringing about change, must be measured. Change will not come unless people are willing to invest like the Sahaba invested in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, to complete the story, when he finished speaking, Ka'b bin Malik says, our people, they listened to him. And then our leader said, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we give all of this, what will you get? What will we get? If we do all this, what will we get? He said, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answered in only one word. He said, Jannah. But that is not the bottom line of the story. The bottom line of the story is what the Ansar said. He said, our people heard this and they said, what a bargain. He said, Subhanallah, what a bargain. Here is somebody who is demanding your entire wealth, your entire time and your life, and in exchange for that he is promising you something which you have never seen, which you will get only after you die, Jannah. And they see that as a bargain. They say, Subhanallah, what a wonderful thing this is. Fantastic. Then nothing can be better than this. What a bargain. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may change the destiny of the Muslims. And those people who were the least influential and the most deprived and the most discriminated against became the most influential and benchmarks to society. That is the reason. Because they invested, they believed the promise of the Rasul, they invested in that promise, and they had faith in the promise of Jannah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them. Now, I'm going to give you a current modern day example. Some of you may not like the example, but what can I do? That's the only example that I know. And that example is the example of the RSS in this country, in India. The example of the RSS Pracharak. That is the foundation, the RSS Pracharak, the individual, is the foundation of the movement of the RSS. Who is this person? This person is a person, is a man who has given up his life for the sake of the mission of the RSS. He does not get married. He has no family. He usually has a small job like a school teacher in a village school or a, you know, town school. He sleeps on the floor in the school classroom. He walks around with a sling bag. He can travel. If he is asked to travel, he can travel within 10 minutes. He earns a small salary from the school. The RSS pays him a little bit of salary. So he is not a rich man. He is a poor man. He has enough to eat and so on. But other than that, he doesn't own a car. He doesn't own a house. He has no possessions. His entire life is dedicated for the progress and for the development and for the growth of the RSS mission. And this man, unsung, unknown, one day quietly died somewhere. And this is not just one man. This is the story of the RSS for the last 100 years. So our Prime Minister Narendra Modi is the final product of 100 years of effort by uncounted, God knows, maybe even millions, is probably not an exaggeration. Uncounted millions who gave up their entire time, their entire resources, and their lives. So I'm giving you two examples. As I said, you may not like the example I give you, but that's your problem, that's not my problem. The reason I'm giving you the two examples is because this to me sets the standard of what is required. So if we Muslims want our lives to change, we have the standard set by the Prophet ﷺ, and we have the example in the modern world of people who are doing the same thing, not for the same reason, they don't believe in Nabi ﷺ, but they are doing the same things. And that's the reason why Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah said, when you see the disbelievers have more power and they have power over you, know that they have adopted the ways of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you have left the ways of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm paraphrasing him. His words were not exactly the same, but that's the meaning of what Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi said, that when you see that your enemies have power over you, know that they have adopted the ways of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you have left the ways of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, ajib. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sense and to give us the understanding and the willingness to invest what is required to bring about the change in our future. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.